Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, my name is Ashton. I was listening to your podcast today. I was listening specifically to the episode Hidden Haunting. I think the girlfriend wrote in and her boyfriend's name is Jack. She said they met at church or something like that. I've got one story to tell about my own grandmother. And I'm sitting here at work. I refuse to call or listen to the show while I'm at home because I refuse to let anything follow me home. So I have to listen while I'm at work or while I'm out and about because I'm superstitious. But I'm reading a book right now. And I swear to God, this is all related. But I'm reading a book right now called The Haunted. It's by Robert, I think, Caron, C-A-R-R-A-N. And he wrote it in... he wrote it with Ed and Lorraine Warren about the Smurl haunting in Pennsylvania. And one thing that struck me about the listener who wrote in about her boyfriend Jack is that a lot of what happened with her story, with the stroking of the hair and the whispering in her ear, was very similar to a lot of the things that I am reading about in this book right now about this really, really powerful demon. And I know that you guys happen to have like a lot of contacts who can help this woman with things like that. And so I just wanted to call in and let her know that, you know, there's a book I think she should really read. It's just called The Haunted by Robert Caron, and I think she needs to read that and take another deeper look about what's going on or what has gone on there. Maybe it's over by now, and I really hope it is, because it sounds like a classic case of something not so nice. But my own story, I figure if I'm going to put you through all of my worries and my superstition, I should at least make it worth your while. My own story is that my grandmother and my mother and aunt have always had a very, very tumultuous relationship since the day, you know, since before I was born. They've always, my mother and her sister are very close in age, and I think that has something to do with the sibling rivalry. My grandmother happened to, her second marriage was to a man who became very wealthy. Throughout the course of their marriage, he helped work on the original software that became the ATM machine. It wasn't the ATM machine, it was whatever prototype that became the ATM machine later on in our society. But she died a very wealthy woman. However, there was a trip that my aunt and my sister, my aunt and my mother took to New York. In November, roughly, of 2015, it's now November 2016, it's been about a year, but we all knew that in the family that was going to be a horrific experience and it was going to end disastrously, and it did. They did not end on very nice terms, and everyone came home to Texas from New York, and things continued over with the family drama, and long story short, there was a falling out between me, my sister, and my mother, all on our side, and my aunt, my cousin, and my grandmother. That's a long, boring story. What's important is that my grandmother had just beaten cancer, and she had a heart condition that no one really knew how serious it was until April of 2016. I was actually doing a local community theater show, and it was Tech Week, right before we had our preview night of Mary Poppins. And I came up during intermission to change into my step-in-time costume, and I had three missed calls from my mother. And I didn't think much of it because she calls me for every reason under the sun, usually while I'm at work. You know, just kind of, ha-ha, this episode of this Gilmore Girls show that I was watching. And I thought nothing of it until I looked up and my grandfather had been called about 20 minutes later. While we were halfway through the second act of the show, I couldn't call him. So when we finally ended the show, it's about 11:30 at night. And right after that, my parents had come home, or my mom and my sister had come home from New York, my grandmother kind of chided my side of the family, and I kind of got involved at that point. And long story short, all communication was severed between my side of the family and my mom's side of the family. And sorry, I'm at work, and I'm trying to get to a spot that's kind of secluded. But my side of the family had severed ties with my grandmother, and so I get this phone call from my grandfather, and called him back, and he let me know that my grandmother had passed away. And it was kind of insane, because, you know, she passed away before anybody had been able to say, "I'm sorry." And things had gotten bad enough that, like, even on social media, she had blocked my side of the family, and I had blocked her telephone number. It was all sorts of petty, stupid drama that really shouldn't have happened, but it did. And so about a month after Mary Poppins had closed, I'm asleep in my room. I was moving from one apartment to the next, and so I, my room is, you know, strewn about with boxes, and it's kind of empty. And I went to bed that night, and for whatever reason, in my dream, it was Thanksgiving. And my grandmother, who had never, ever in life, ever been immobile, is sitting, running around in a motorized wheelchair, one of those, like, little scooter things that you see at Walmart or something, without the buggy. Which I found very odd, you know, when I woke up, because she's never been immobile. But in the dream, you know, I've just finished college, and I'm moving from apartment to apartment, and she has some things for me to go out to her car with her to go getting, that she's giving me a chance to sort through before I move, and she's going to get rid of it anyway, so I can go check and see if I want it. And then on our way out to the car, she's telling me about some sort of family reunion that's going on, and she was going to email me the details or send them to me on Facebook. And she just kind of, in the middle of the dream, she's like, oh, that's right, I can't send them to you on Facebook, because she blocked me in real life. And then she said, well, that's fine, I'll text them to you. Oh, that's right, because she had, you know, she'd passed away, and we had no way of communicating with each other before she passed away. And it was at that moment in the dream that she stopped, and she looked at me. And it was like half her face had a stroke, because half her face just went limp, and the other half of her mouth, especially, her lips started to quiver like she was going to cry. And, you know, at that point I was, oh, no, I jumped in. I was like, no, it's okay, don't worry about it. Like, I'm not hurt, I'm not angry at you. And then, boom, I woke up. Now, the thing is, I always sleep with my television on or a light on or something. Just makes me feel like there's life in the room. It helps lull me to sleep. Some people need white noise. I need the light from my TV. So I'd gone to bed with my PlayStation looping something from Netflix, something I didn't mind missing a whole lot of episodes of. And in that particular apartment, it was wired. It's an old apartment. So it was wired so that you had to have the light switch on for anything in the room to work. Meaning if I wanted to turn off my light at night, I had to pull the string on the fan to turn the light off in the room. Well, when I woke up from this dream, having spoken to my grandmother, who's, you know, deceased before I had the dream, the light switch was on, but everything in my room was off. Now, I mean, it could have been a power surge, but I was freaked out. So I woke up, and I pulled everything in the room, and nothing would come on. And so I went and I flipped the switch, which was on, meaning everything should have been operational. The switch was up, but nothing would work. So I flipped everything down and then tried again, and it was like everything had slipped. So all of a sudden I could use it, but the switch had to be down. And there was no other switch in the room, so it wasn't like, you know, I had one up and one down, I just needed to turn the other one on. The polarity had switched entirely, and I really couldn't explain it. And I had a few items from my grandmother's house in my room at the time I had this dream, especially a couple of her hoodies from trips she had taken that she particularly liked. And I'm more of a functional person when it comes to going through things like that. I prefer to take only things that I know I'm going to use and let other family members take things that maybe are more sentimental to them. But the energy in that room for the next month or so lingered. That's the only way I can explain it. It lingered. It was very thick. It was very, very heavy. It wasn't bad, but it was so foreign to me that it just freaked me out. I tried to go other places if I could, or, you know, sleep over back home. I was living in Denton, and I was my parents live in Forney. I would try to go home there. But it was just kind of insane to have this dream. I ran into a friend who does dream interpretations. I didn't know until I had told her about this story that she even did them, and she told me that that's a classic case of a visitation dream. So that's my story. I just thought I would call in because that her story had really concerned me, and I really want her to be able to get help if she needs it. And then, I just wanted to make it worthwhile. So thank you. I love your show. I'm considering becoming an EPP. I just got to move first, and then we'll talk about extra finances that I don't need to spend money on. But you guys seriously have the greatest show ever, and I'm so glad that I stumbled onto it. So thank you for listening. Bye.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.